At O'Connor Hospital, we've been right here in your own backyard for 140 years. And from our long-standing dedication to our neighbor's health, we've perfected something we call Careology. It's the science of compassion and excellence, which all our doctors, nurses, and specialists are committed to. For us, Careology is more than procedure. It's personal. O'Connor Hospital, your community hospital. OCH.SCCGov.org.
Let's go get an update on the Spartan spring football game with the Spartan basketball team's run to the Final Four. This spring practice slash workout offense versus defense snuck up on everybody. Hard to believe they wrap up spring football tomorrow. Comp, that's crazy.
It is. It's hard to believe. I wish we had another week to absorb everything. I've been at interviews this week at Michigan State Tuesday and Thursday. Watched some of practice on Tuesday. I've got a lot of interviews and a lot of content that I can go through. But kickoff is in less than 24 hours. We've got a lot of things on SpartanMag.com right now. If this was back in the old days when we had Spartan Magazine, the print version, I could sew a whole magazine on it. It depends on whether a lot of the interviews that I have still have some shelf life after Saturday's spring game. I hope they do have shelf life because I've got some content I want to get out there on the website. Just you can only do so much in a day. But I agree. I wish we had another week. It snuck up on us. That's what happens when you spend last weekend at the Final Four and the previous days covering the heck out of that. But there are some news items over there. But we need to see it on the field to see what's really to get an idea of maybe some of what's actually going on.
Compa, if you listed three things going into spring football that were areas of concern that they needed to try and iron out before they got to fall camp, what were those three, and what have you heard about progress in those three key areas?
Well, you know, it all has to be on offense because the offense was so bad last year and the defense was so good. So the concerns have to be on offense. Starts with Brian Lewerke. He was excellent as a sophomore in 2017. Last year, sustained an injury in the Penn State game, which was game six, and played through it. He says now that looking back on it, maybe he should have shut it down. But he was trying to help the team salvage a good season. Didn't want to sit out the Michigan game. You saw how he played that day. He was not himself. So, question is, the shoulder. He did not have surgery in January. What does the shoulder look like? The coaches say his arm strength is back and his confidence is back. That's all we can go on right now. And we will begin to see on Saturday what that looks like. So, quarterback has to come around. That's a senior. He's done it before. We'll have to wait and see. Offensive line, last year, a lot of injuries, a lot of jumbling, a lot of shuffling. This year, a lot of those guys have added weight. Cole Chewins added 10 to 12 pounds. Tyler Higbee added 10 or 12 pounds. Jordan Reed, the right tackle, added 10 or 12 pounds. They've got six or seven guys with starting experience. The offensive line was not good collectively last year for a number of reasons. They've got a new offensive line coach putting Jim Bowman back in charge of that unit. So there is maturity. There's experience. There's a venerable coach leading them now. Have I seen them work together yet? No. We will see more on Saturday. They will play as a unit on Saturday. It's offense versus defense, ones versus ones, and some ones versus twos. They are not having a draft, you know, and splitting the team up equally. A lot of times that's fun and interesting, but when that happens, you don't see the entire offensive line play as a unit. They get split up into separate teams. I'm glad as an observer they're doing it this way so I can see what they are thinking in terms of starting lineup, left tackle to right tackle, to see how they function against what is a good defense. All I can tell you is the running backs say the offensive line is playing better. Joe Bocci, the linebacker, goes against them every day. He says the offensive line is playing better. So did Mike Tressel, the defensive coordinator. So things sound like they are at least favorable for offensive line. Also, running back, they didn't have anybody take over that job last year when L.J. Scott was injured. It's a four-pronged race. You're hearing good things about true freshman Anthony Williams, who just transferred in from high school in January. Hearing good things about redshirt freshman Elijah Collins out of U of D Jesuit. And then others are still out there. Connor Hayward, Ladarius Jefferson, Weston Bridges. That's five guys. One or two of those guys has to show up and prove they can be a college running back. Those were the big questions coming into the spring. We will learn more tomorrow.
Jim Comproni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider, joining us on the Metro Health Guest Line here on the Huge Radio Network. Comp, if the offense can get back to being productive What type of fall football season would you expect from Mark D'Antonio in Michigan State?
A productive offense, somewhere that, you know, ranks in the top half of the Big Ten. If the defense is what it was like last year, you would expect in a 12-game season to have a good chance to win 9 or 10 if you get some bounces. You always need bounces. You always need some good health. Of course, they had a lot of favorable bounces in 2015, and you saw where that got them. So if the offense comes around, they should be in that 9-10 what range category, with a couple of bounces away from doing better than that. So it'll come back to the offense. New offensive coordinator Brad Salem, really going to be a key variable not only for Michigan State but for the entire Big Ten as to what Michigan State's going to have to complement what should be a pretty good defense again.
Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Comp, are you getting any feedback from Izzo, the Michigan State basketball office, athletic department, about Bailey Kowalski, that press conference yesterday? And she has come forward with her accusation that three former Michigan State basketball players raped her 4 years ago. She has not singled out coaches or any cover-up or anything. She's pointed at the counselor she's talked to, but there's Michigan State basketball, at least three former players unidentified, in the news nationally yesterday again.
No, I've not heard anything from the basketball office. If we went over there and asked them, I doubt they would be able to say anything on the record. I was there at the press conference yesterday, and it was tragic and sad and moving, just from a human standpoint, being there in the room. I spoke with her father a little bit. It's strange. You know, I got to say, Bill, you know, being in that room, there may have been one other reporter in there that you're trying to be a reporter, but you're also a human being. And I'm not sure anyone else in there also knows the players that were on that team except for myself and one other reporter. So on one hand, it's really easy to see the tragic situation. On the other hand, I mean, you've sat down with each and every one of those players from 2014-15 when you did your preseason radio shows. It's hard to believe something like that could be that any of them would be capable of that, but that's society these days, and I'm not making excuses for anyone. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. There is no corroborating evidence. That's why there was no police report. So it's hard to make any calls on that. As a reporter, in terms of a legal case, from what I understand, there's not much of a legal case, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on what side you're concerned with. All I can say is she obviously felt she was wrong, and it's very tragic. And anyone who thinks she's lying, I certainly doubt that's the case. A lot of this comes down to one side thinks it was consensual at the beginning, one did not, and you end up with a terrible situation.
And like I mentioned before we went to this story, that she said she's not going after the basketball program. This is about the counselor and the protocol, which is a word that's been used a lot going back to Nassar. And again, total separation here, not throwing Izzo or coaches under the bus. It's about the counselor and the reporting and on that side. So I know you'll hear former Michigan State basketball players, but I don't think this is an indictment on Izzo or his coaches, but it's an indictment on the process at Michigan State as a university, where hopefully, after what they've been through, they got it straight now and moving forward.
You know, I asked a little bit about the counselor situation, because a lot of our readers at SpartanMag.com are Michigan State graduates. They want to know, well, what's going on with this counselor that was saying these things? I asked Bailey Kowalski's attorney about that counselor. Is that counselor still there? Do they know who it is? And they're saying they don't know 100% who that counselor was. Because, you know, Bailey said yesterday that, you know, she was obviously in a very difficult, a lot of was going through her mind when that was going on. She didn't know specifically who that person was. I talked to Lauren Allsweet, who was one of the former counselors at Michigan State. It was one of the people that ESPN talked to when they were putting their report together last year. She didn't know who it was. I asked her about some of those comments. Was that consistent with what she heard when she was there? She didn't say yes or no. I asked her if there's, you know, because I think Bailey Kowalski said that she felt even intimidated by the counselor. I asked Lauren Allsweet, a former counselor, if there was ever any direction from above to be intimidating, and she said no, that was never the case. You know, Lauren Allsweet has said that, yes, this happened with, you know, things happen like this with student-athletes, sometimes public figures, but she has said in interviews that this is not just an athletic department situation, it's a societal problem. So did Bailey Kowalski yesterday, and so did her attorney. So I think people are reporting it that way a little bit more now, and it indeed is a societal problem when you look at some of the statistics. I think, you know, the Rape and Abuse and Incest National Network, RAIN, their statistics, they're saying that 20%, 23% of undergraduate females on college campuses nationwide, they experience rape or sexual assault through physical force, violence, or incapacitation. 23%. According to their studies, a female of that age on campus is more likely to experience sexual assault than simple robbery. It's more common than robbery. All of that is sad and tragic. And I think it's shining a more of a brighter light on this problem in terms of society. And if you're a basketball coach, if you have a basketball program over the last 23 years, 120 players in 23 years, with, you know, things like this, I'm not going to say are going to happen, but you have to educate everybody, every male and female on campus. That's what RAIN is saying, that you stop these things through education and the simple phrase that no means no.
Well said, Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com. And for you and Kyle Austin, Graham Couch, and the Lansing media, and your coverage of Bailey Kowalski's press conference yesterday, and just dialogue on it, because it's not, again, I go back and I'm not protecting Izzo, and a lot of people are like, well, Huge, you're not railing Izzo. No, this isn't about Izzo or his assistants, okay? This is about a counselor in the protocol, and she is suing not Izzo or Michigan State basketball. She's suing the university, and that's why the university can't comment. There's still ongoing legal procedural things, which you just can't comment on at the same time. But I give everybody who follows Michigan State basketball credit for reporting this story fair and balanced. Thank you, Comp. We'll talk Monday. Look back on the spring game.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider, joining us.